It's Rain Day in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania. Local folklore maintains that rain falls on this town of just 4,000 people every July 29th, and it has since local record keepers first noticed it back in the 1880s. So Waynesburg residents adopted July 29th as a local holiday, complete with a Miss Rain Day pageant and an umbrella contest. Waynesburg's Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Melody Longstreth joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is it raining yet?
Not yet.
Not yet. Well, what's the weather forecast, Sam? I mean, do you still have time?
Oh, yes, we do. We have until midnight tonight, and right now they are forecasting scattered thundershowers throughout the day.
Oh, that sounds good. How often has it really rained on July 29th? Not every single year, right?
Not every single year, but pretty close. As of last year, we were at the 127th year of counting, and we had rain 107 times.
How did it happen that the town realized that it always rains on July 29th back, you know, in the 1880s?
Well, there was a drugstore on Main Street that a unknown local farmer came into and happened to make the remark to the clerk, Bill Allison. He began keeping track of that in the margin of his daily log. And that's very innocently enough how it started.
And do meteorological records show that July 29th is actually the most rainy day of the year?
Well, I don't know if it's the most rainy day, because sometimes it's only just a few scattered sprinkles, because we do have this huge street fair that occurs. There's been years that it has just completely washed that out, and then other years where we get just a few sprinkles, but enough to hold the record.
And you speak of a street fair. We know there's a sort of a Miss Rain Day contest, an umbrella contest. How do you celebrate Rain Day?
Well, the Miss Rain Day pageant takes place the week before, and we've crowned our new winner, so she's here to, you know, no pun intended, reign over the festivities today. We'll have vendors in with all kinds of crafts, all different types of food, games. There'll be entertainment throughout the whole entire day. Of course, as you mentioned, the umbrella decorating contest, which I spent most of my day yesterday helping my daughter prepare hers. Mostly it's children that take part in that. There was a race on Saturday, a children's run, and a 5K walk. But then today there'll be the entertainment throughout the whole entire day. We'll do several different awards in the evening. There'll be the crowning of the baby Rain Day King and Queen and Prince and Princess. And they'll be reigning for the next year. So it's just a lot of fun activities. There's face painting and, you know, just a little bit of everything for all walks of life.
Has anyone ever had to make a little rain to keep the street going? It's all on the up and up, right?
Well, there's a few rumors from before my time that the local police station and the fire company got involved and came up behind a bank. This happens right in the main part of town, and the courthouse is this big, huge Georgian-style building, very beautiful, and that's really where everything plays out, is on the courthouse steps. Directly across is a very huge bank, and that they had pulled in behind the bank with a fire truck and were spraying water up over the court, up over the bank towards the courthouse, and so made folks think it was raining, but the prank was soon discovered.
Well, just a quick yes or no, does Rain Day ever get rained out?
Yes.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. Melody Longstreth is the Executive Director of Chamber of Commerce in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania.